It's time now for the Outdoor Report, brought to you this morning by Grimsley Pharmacy. Mr. Wells, tell us what's going on.
Man, I'm telling you, it's shaping up to be a beautiful day and week, actually. It's a lot warmer than it's supposed to be. The lake's doing really good. Normal. Well, it's a little bit low, probably. They got a bunch of gates open. They're pulling a lot of water, but I'm telling you, fish are jumping, no doubt.
That's what I'm talking about. It's pretty weather right now. Not too hot out there just yet.
Yeah, but we're above normal. I saw the weather report again this morning, and we're starting off higher than normal, and we're ending up a lot higher than normal. Normal temperature is 88, 89 degrees this time of year, and they're talking about 92 to 96 the rest of the week. So getting hot quick, no doubt.
What's that going to do to the fishing?
That's just going to actually for a little while make it better, you know. But then in, like, if it gets like July and August and gets so hot, the bass generally will get a little bit slower. You know, the water's hot and they don't have as much oxygen. And usually when they eat a big meal at one time, so they don't have to spend a lot of energy. But Brim and Shellcracker is doing great. I've heard of more big giant shellcrackers this year than I've ever heard of. So they're out there, they're biting. The water's still kind of nasty, but if you get out there and fish for them, you can't see the beds, but if you get out there and fish for them or let your nose do the work, you know, you can find them. You know, everybody's just having fun that finds them. Me and Pam's having fun. We caught some good fish Sunday after church and got it on video. You can go to her athlete page and see this video. It's just great. We got some great strikes on top water on camera.
Oh, cool.
It's just really neat. But today's a primary, and if everybody wouldn't mind, I like to say something really quick about the primaries.
Yeah, go ahead.
And since there is a primary today, I would like for everybody to think of this. The general public and politicians need to see there is a direct relationship between the problems in this country and the removal of God. Since the removal of the Lord's Prayer from school and the government not operating on the theme "In God We Trust," which we were founded, we have had numerous public shootings, mass killings in malls, theaters, airports, and military bases. We've had terrible, tragic shootings in our schools, even grammar schools. We have children that have no respect for the people that are teaching them or even themselves. Also, the natural disasters are more numerous and more severe than ever. The hurricanes and tornadoes that kill hundreds every year, the fires and floods that uproot families forever from their home, not to mention the sharp decline in how the world views America. Our economy, everything that is going on to and in this country shows that we are not in God's favor anymore. So please try to find a godly politician to vote for, one that believes in God and knows how to do this job in a direct relationship with the Bible. We just need to think about these things and try to get this country back where it's supposed to be.
I think that was great. I appreciate you bringing that to light today.
Well, thank you for letting me. I know this is a fishing report, and everybody tunes in to hear a fishing report.
Well, listen, fishing's important, but this country and the direction we're headed is just as important, if not more so.
I didn't mean to get off on all that. I was just going to read that really quick, but I'm glad you let me, and the fishing's great. Let's get back to fishing. Fishing is absolutely great. And if you don't have a way to go fishing and want to go, there's places around the lake that you can fish from the bank. You can call me and Pam. We got we love to take kids. If you're outdoors, there's so many things fishing and hunting teaches young people: respect, patience, and all kind of different things besides just the natural fun that you see. And we'll be glad to take people fishing. Y'all can give us a call if you don't have a way, and look at that video on Pam's Facebook page or professional page. It's fun.
Well, Mr. Wells, I sure do appreciate it, and thank you so very much for your good words, your encouraging words for the primary today.
Well, thank you, and everybody have a safe day. Just have fun on the water, but be careful.
This has been the Outdoor Report, brought to you this morning by Wells Guide Service and Grimsley Pharmacy.
Nancy, Johnny, and your other friends at Grimsley Pharmacy Center would like to say thank you. We appreciate your commitment to us, and we want you to know we will always be available to serve you any way we possibly can. We are conveniently located behind Memorial Hospital, and we look forward to having you come by and helping you any way we can. Give us a call at 246-7733. Grimsley Pharmacy makes keeping healthy as convenient as it gets.